It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Armed with cameras as weapons, 10 black men are chosen each year for the Game Changers Project, a fellowship which highlights positive black male images in the media by promoting some of America's emerging documentary film leaders. And many of those leaders come from Pittsburgh. The Game Changers Project helps train black male filmmakers from cities like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh to create shorts that focus on other men of color who are making a positive community impact and, as they say, changing the game in various areas such as education, justice, wellness, entrepreneurship, and fatherhood. Each of the activist storytellers shoots, edits, and produces a 4-minute micro-documentary. Tomorrow at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, there is a screening of this year's film shorts, and I'm joined now by the creator and executive producer of the Game Changers Project, Cheo Tayemba Taylor. He joins us in Studio A. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you come to create the Game Changers Project?
So the Game Changers Project came about just for me. I've been a journalist for most of my career and a producer, and most recently working in digital media. And I kind of tell this story about when I was working in print journalism, interviewing Gordon Parks and hanging out with him for a couple of days and having him recount a story to me about when he was covering the Black Panthers during the civil rights movement for Life magazine. And how during one rainy night in Oakland, he was riding along with the Panthers and sitting in the back seat and having a conversation with one of the Panthers in the front seat who had a .45 automatic pistol on his lap. And at that point, he challenged Gordon to kind of rethink his nonviolent philosophy, noticing a police officer and tailing them. And so Gordon kind of looked at his .45 automatic, and he said, you know, you have your .45 automatic. I have my 35mm here on my lap, and my weapon is just as powerful as your weapon if it's used in the right way. And so to me, that was the story that just always stuck with me.
That was your aha moment.
That was my aha moment. And it was just, even though I didn't launch the Game Changers until several years later, the Game Changers kind of also grew out of a national campaign called the 2025 Campaign for Black Men and Boys, which was an effort led by a couple foundations in New York to kind of predict and change outcomes for black men by the year of 2025. And at that, around 2008 or 9, the whole idea for me was that was when we were talking about user-generated content and, you know, Web 2.0 and how could we kind of upload the untold. You know, we put out calls to folks and said, you know, tell your own story and upload that and share it with this community. And we did that, and then we realized that we needed to kind of build infrastructure for this work, and we needed to do it in a way that was going to kind of change the landscape. And in order to do that, we needed to actually have a higher value, a production value with the videos and the short films, higher, you know, films that would be stronger than something you'd see on YouTube in terms of production value. And so that's kind of how it came to be.
So what is a game changer to you?
You're going to ask me that question. you know, a game changer is somebody who has a high tolerance for risking them, you know, putting themselves out. They have a high risk tolerance. You know, a game changer is somebody that is vigilant, who I would say kind of worries in a good way and knows that they have to kind of stay on whatever it is they're pursuing without any kind of delay in order to press on and to actually change something. And to me, that's what a game changer is.
Some of the films made in Pittsburgh include a 7-minute documentary about former Steeler J.T. Thomas and his involvement in the community. There is also a touching film shot and edited by Chris Ivory called The Rebuilding Dreams. It's about Project One, a Pittsburgh-based initiative to improve relationships among African-American men and to increase their level of responsibility and involvement in their community. Let's listen to an excerpt from this mini-documentary called Rebuilding Dreams.
You know, for people to ride by and seeing them work, and someone asks, is this a work release program? I said, no, this is a group of 30 guys who are interested in their neighborhood, and they're interested in making it better, so that's what they're out here to do. I said, oh, I thought it was a work release program. Well, that's not what this is. And so for these guys to fight through the stereotype, to fight through the misconceptions about who they are and what they're committed to doing. It's really been encouraging for me as a fundraiser on this end. It gives me a lot of energy and drive. So Project One came about from conversations, this idea of gathering, you know, a group of guys and raising some funds around community development through people development.
To me, this is an opportunity to reinvest into the community. This is an opportunity for young people who didn't have a chance to change their life, This is an opportunity for people who's thrown a brick, committed a crime, to change their life around and reinvest into their neighborhood. There's a lot of young people who've done things in these communities that they might even regret. But I think that Project One gives them the opportunity to make up for some of the things that they did that wasn't really positive.
Oh man, it's a beautiful thing, man, you know? Doing something for the community is always great, especially having brothers out here. You know, it's rare. Not saying it doesn't happen, but it's a rare occasion, so it's a blessed occasion, you know what I mean?
And that's an excerpt from the short documentary film Rebuilding Dreams, just one of the films yielded by the Game Changers Project. Cheo Tayemba Taylor, the creator and executive producer of the project, is with us here in Studio A. When you see these films, and we're only able to just hear it, obviously, here on radio, but the scenes we were seeing was of young men cleaning up a neighborhood and trying to put things back together. When you see these films, what is your reaction to the finished work?
You know, it's a great question. It's interesting because my reaction is twofold. When we produce these films, we actually stream these films on digital platforms. So we have a partnership with Ebony.com, and we actually have had these films also with The Griot, which is an MSNBC website. And so when you watch these short films online, that's one experience. When you watch them in a in a theater with a captured audience, it's a totally different experience, especially when you have advocates and different folks that are in the theater. And so I'm sometimes emotional, and sometimes I'm struck with kind of my own perceptions shift. And I say that because one of the big pieces of Game Changers is to reframe the image of black men and boys in the media, and to do that through kind of pushing at people's perceptions and implicit biases and how they perceive of black men. And one thing I want to talk about.
And you raise an interesting point, because there's that line in the film, the excerpt we just heard, where somebody just going by the scene of these men working in the neighborhood just assumed, oh, is this work release?
That's right. That's right. And that's really a great point. And for me, it's like Charles Ramsey, the guy that rescued these women in Cleveland, rescued Amanda Berry, and he's a game changer. You know, he doesn't want to be seen as a hero, but, you know, he made national news last week when this happened. And you look at the guy, you know, and you're going to maybe have some perceptions. You may have some some preconceived notions about who he is. But when you pull those layers back, and that's what Game Changers is about, is pulling the layers back about what black men look like, what black men think, and how they act, and trying to go really way beyond those stereotypes. And so people can really reach out and connect with the humanity and the black male characters that we portray.
I want to be sure to reiterate that for people listening who want to see some of these films, again, they're going to be screened at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater tomorrow, a screening of these film shorts that are part of the Game Changers project. How closely do you supervise each filmmaker? You're in Oakland. You're based in Oakland, California, Cheo.
Right.
So you've got people in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, yeah, and a lot of other cities around the country. So you can't be like standing behind them all.
That's right.
So what do you do?
Well, it's I haven't learned how to clone myself yet, so we're working on that.
But you should work on
it. I'm working on that. And here in Pittsburgh, I have Desiree Davis, who is our Pittsburgh project manager, and she's doing a great job. And we have a project manager in New York. And so what happens is I am also a managing producer in effect. So I sometimes do script supervising. Sometimes I'm kind of suggesting shots or helping them. But at the end of the day, they're all independent producers who have earned this fellowship through their prior experience. And so they are, you know, they're not young kids with flip cams. These are guys who in some cases have gone to film school, have, you know, credits in documentary film, such as Chris Ivey, who's done work for us. This year we've got a whole new group of fellows. Gregory Williams, who's an established filmmaker here in Pittsburgh. Greg Allen, who is also an established filmmaker, also a university professor at Pittsburgh. So we've got guys who've got solid experience, but there is a lot of it's challenging to keep everything going. Last year, we produced 30 short docs for 30 nonprofit organizations across the country, and that was no easy task because with the support of the Heinz Endowments, the generous support of the Heinz Endowments, I might add, that we're able to lift up these stories in a way that they all have these kind of through lines around certain subjects. So they say education, health, employment or entrepreneurship, just different areas where we want to kind of close this achievement gap that they talk about when it comes to black males, you know, the high school dropout rate, incarceration. Those are the kind of things that these films aren't just about entertaining. They're about social change.
How do the conversations about game changers in the black community change when the person doing the filming is also black? How does that change the way a story is told?
I think that two words, cultural competency. You know, when it comes to experiencing, if I'm interviewing you as a journalist, and we can pretend you're a black man right now, so there's going to be certain shared experiences, many shared experiences that we'll have that will allow, I think, certain guards to come down and will allow the interview to go further in certain ways. Now, I don't believe that you have to be of the same race or economic background to be a storyteller. I think that anybody can do that. But in this case, our goal was to say, how do we go out there and create this new infrastructure, really, of indigenous leaders or indigenous storytellers? When I say that, I'm saying that people who have for whatever reason, been kind of locked out of certain opportunities and whose perspective is going to be very unique and different.
On your website, the fellows are described as activist storytellers. Many of the filmmakers are part of their movie, like Jasiri X interviewing Vic Volchek at the ACLU. How is that type of filmmaker different from a more traditional fly-on-the-wall documentary filmmaker?
When you have somebody who, like a Jasiri X, who not only has a following but has a very specific kind of perspective or editorial slant, I think that is going to engage a different type of conversation. And so somebody that's supposedly just objective, which I don't really believe that anybody is completely objective, but somebody who kind of is going to toe a corporate line or some other kind of agenda, if you have a storyteller or who's going to represent his constituents, such as a Jasiri X. And I think that's what it really comes down to. We're looking at kind of shifting. In the media, there's what I call a mimicry, right? It's like if we see a certain kind of a sitcom or a certain kind of a film or a certain kind of a story, and the depiction of black males are less than positive, we'll say that, then and it sells, then that's what's going to continue to sell. And so if we can interject that with something that's different, and I would just say, yeah, where it's a combination between somebody who has the social activist background but then also has a solid investment in terms of storytelling. Both of those coming together make an activist storyteller.
Cheo Tiemba Taylor is the creator and executive producer of the Game Changers Project. And again, the film shorts, most of them are between 4 and 7 minutes long, will be shown tomorrow at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. So if you're at all enticed by what you've heard, by all means get down there tomorrow or over to East Liberty tomorrow and check out those films.
Can I also add that we right now, and the other thing that's really important is that I've been talking about independent cinema, independent filmmaking, and I listened to a little bit of your last guest show, and for me right now, it's about, again, infrastructure and pushing this different paradigm and looking at different ways to distribute these films, different ways to fund these films. Right now, we're in the midst of an Indiegogo campaign, and we're really forced at looking at trying to raise funds so that we can give our filmmakers larger fellowships, larger stipends, and so people can go to Indiegogo.com and put in Game Changers Project and find ways to support us. Even if it's in kind, we take cameras and those kinds of things, but they can make a donation, $25, $50 or more. So,
and we'll have a link to all this too, by the way, on our website at WESA.FM. Cheo Tayemba-Taylor, again, thank you so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks a lot. Glad to be here.
Coming up, the story behind the painting that raised $750,000 for the Pittsburgh Public Schools. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.